Big sports weekend. Got the Kentucky Derby running tomorrow. What is this, about the 300th running of that great race?
Something like that.
One of the oldest sporting events.
More than 10, yeah.
In the nation. That's one I'd like to attend one day.
Yeah, me too.
We are not horse racing experts. We leave that to Norm. But we do have, or at least we had, a horse racing expert on this show for many years, the legendary Triple Crown winner, Seattle Slew. He has since passed away. But occasionally we can raise his ghost and get his thoughts on the big races. So let's concentrate now, turn down the lights and light the candles, and try to raise the ghost of Seattle Slew. Seattle Slew, do you hear us? Come in, Seattle Slew.
So, yes, I'm here.
Oh, is this Seattle?
Yeah, you got me.
Hey!
Well, that's quick.
Hey, it's the Musers. How are you?
Well, I was listening to you on 1700.
Oh.
We still on that?
Well, I don't know anymore, actually. No, I have the Wonder Radio app on my iPhone.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You need that in Horse Heaven?
We do. We do. Yeah, we can't quite get the signal up here, although I think you guys have boosted it. They haven't made an announcement, but anyway.
Well, you know some inside stuff.
Yeah, I'm up here in heaven, and unlike Bin Laden, I got my 72 virgins. Boy, we blew his turban sky high, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's already got a drinking experience named after him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you guys heard about going into a bar and you order up the Bin Laden?
No, what's that?
Two shots followed by a splash of water.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a little harsh.
Sure wish I was still alive down there hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, it was fun back in the day.
Yeah, I enjoyed my life, though, before I finally succumbed to a pretty bad meth addiction.
Is that what?
Not gonna lie about it.
That's what did you in?
Yeah, I got picked up by the cops many a time, smurfing for pseudoephedrine at CVS's. Seriously, look at all my mugshot kids, and you can see the effects of meth.
I never knew that about you.
I eventually got what's known as horse face.
Eventually?
You always had that.
Oh, I'm kidding. I lived a pretty clean life.
Yeah. That's what we thought. You got to if you're a Triple Crown winner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was on the straight and narrow, and, you know, after my career, I was a pretty strong Christian, and that used to frustrate my owners because they wanted to put me to stud, but I wouldn't have sex out of wedlock.
Right.
I was faithful to my wife, and anyway, she was kind of against me working on the stud farm, and long story short, she and I divorced. She got full custody, and now I've had sex with about half the horses in America. But I'm dead now.
Right, so we're going to bring it back down.
And I can't remember which one of you was it, Greg or...
Craig?
Craig.
Uh-huh.
It's the 137th Kentucky Derby.
Wow, 137 of them.
137, that's right.
Sure enough.
And this is going to be a good race, gentlemen.
Who do you like?
Well, as I look at the field, let me grab my notes real quick, get my readers.
You still have to have that stuff in heaven?
Well, let's look at a Shackleford, spare, dialed in, spare. That's
Wait,
spare horse.
That's the favorite.
Well, you know, I know you radio guys and like that because of the dial thing. But he's a spare. He's no good. Uncle Mo, he's a jackass in horse's clothing. You know, he's just always with the corny jokes. He's pinching your cheeks, smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Won't quit talking about what Rich Limbaugh said today. You know the time, so.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Stay away from Uncle Mo.
All right.
Midnight Interlude. Now, there's a horse. Now, this guy comes all the time. I mean, every race I've covered, he's come to it. And so he's real persistent.
Okay.
Shows up every race.
There you go.
You know what? He suffers from what I call premature gratification.
Uh-huh.
He gets too satisfied with himself in the middle of the race, and he's running well, and he just kind of loafs and, you know, pulls out.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Which race am I in?
Yeah.
Watch Me Go. A lot of people talk about Watch Me Go. And let me tell you, George, this emo jackass horse. He's getting all the press right now, and you know what he called me in a recent interview? Some old F.
Did he really?
No.
Man, these horses today.
Yeah, and then he declared horse racing and intelligence in general were both super gay or something like this. And, but he has a drinking problem, so.
Oh, stay away from him.
Yeah, it'll get the best of him. He tries to glorify it as romantic self-destruction, but he didn't realize what a jackass he is. But
yeah.
He hangs out with Uncle Mo a lot. Stay thirsty. You heard about this horse?
No, not really.
I think he's not only the most interesting horse in this race, but perhaps the most interesting horse in the world.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
What is that?
I don't know.
Let's talk about Arch, Arch, Arch.
Yeah, what up?
Now, a lot of people talk about this horse. Arch, Arch, Arch. What a weird name.
Yeah.
He has a pretty bad limp, though. I don't know what. He got his leg mangled in a combine or something.
Well, that's bad for a thoroughbred.
I don't know. I didn't understand the whole story, but it's some kind of drama or something or another. But, yeah, he walks with a limp. But my pick for the Kentucky Derby, gentlemen.
Here we go.
I like Mucho Macho Man.
Mucho Macho
Mucho
Man.
Macho Man. This horse is going to win the Derby. Now, I met with the press today, and I was out there covering it with my little handheld recorder. And he has a language barrier, so that makes communication difficult. But Mucho Macho Man, he just sounded confident. He looks strong. He's brawny. He wears bell bottoms. He has the unbuttoned shirt.
I didn't know horses dressed.
He's got hair all over his chest.
Yeah.
As you might expect.
I really think that this is going to be the horse to win the 137th Derby.
Wow, okay. Well, you would know more than us.
What's that, George?
That was Craig.
Is that right?
Yeah. Three things are right.
Well, how many things are right?
Okay.
That old Cooper's name thing.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm really dead.
We miss you.
It makes this whole thing unstable.
You know, it's really hard for me to accept the fact that I'm dead sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I still walk around and talk to that little kid from Sixth Sense, and you know, I just don't realize I'm gone yet.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then I'm like, damn, I'm a dead horse, you know? It's like all weird and stuff. I'm gonna haunt you.
What?
Wow, George, I'm gonna haunt you.
It's creepy.
That is creepy. Don't say things like that.
I'm gonna show up at the foot of your bed, grinning from ear to ear, crying blood.
Wow.
All right.
No, I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
No, but I sure do miss you guys.
Well, we miss you, too.
That fateful day when that Navy SEAL team broke into my stall and took me out.
Quit making up stories about your death. You just died of old age.
All right, I'm going to let you go now.
All right, we'll see.
All right, you're fading out. I can barely hear you guys. What's going on?
We lost him.
You okay? No, he's gone. All right, it's 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310.